So the data that's been referred to, the meta-analysis, all consisted of the studies of flutamide and nalutamide. And bicalutamide in the preclinical studies is a much more potent inhibitor of androgen-independent activation, different side effect profile, more favorable, and so on. There's only one trial that compares head-to-head bicalutamide to flutamide. That was by Shellhammer. Showed a 13% improvement in survival in the bicalutamide compared to flutamide. And so can you extract from this data some estimate of the benefit of bicalutamide used in combination? Well, this approach of combining trials, which normally is frowned upon, has actually been used as the basis for a number of successful FDA approvals, including Xeloda, where A is compared to B, B to C, and therefore the benefit of A compared to C is extrapolated. And if you put this together, the 13% survival benefit with bicalutamide compared to flutamide from Shellhammer, with the 8% benefit from the PCTCG, you come up with a 20% reduction in mortality rate with bicalutamide in combination compared to placebo. This is not a randomized trial, but it's the best we can do until we have the results of a Japanese trial currently going on comparing bicalutamide to placebo in combination. What about starting second-line hormonal therapy late in the day? The problem is it doesn't work very well. The median response duration to second-line hormonal therapy is 3 to 4 months. Somewhere around 25% of patients respond. This is most, in fact, second-line hormonal therapy has never been demonstrated to add 1 day of survival to a patient's life. And I think while it may work to a minor degree, this is unlikely to have any substantial benefit with those sort of numbers. Now, what about the cost? We haven't really talked much about that tonight. It's clearly an issue. Well, I think that clearly CAB does confer some additional costs, but the thing is to be consistent. If you look at the cost of some of the newer drugs that have come along that are now fairly widely used in metastatic disease, irinotecan added to 5-FU for metastatic colon cancer, this is from randomized trials, adds 2 months to survival at a cost of $12,000 per month. If you look at, others are comparable, whether you accept the 20% reduction in mortality with bicalutamide or even the 8% with flutamide, you get somewhere around $200 to $600 per month of survival benefit. So it is an increased cost, but it's modest compared to other interventions.